Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AJ Workman with Milestone Title. I am at Book and Bottle today with Dominic, and we're going to walk around while we learn a little bit about the store, and then we will get into the meaty part of our episode today. We have some special guests with their own podcast, and we're going to be kind of merging everything together. So hold on and we'll get to them, but we're going to walk through this gorgeous store first and learn a little bit about Book and Bottle as a business and what you can do here.
Come on down.
Let's go. So talk a little bit about when you started and what you're about, and then we'll just go from there.
Yeah. So we started in March of 2020, March 17th. Perfect time to open up
great
a business.
Time.
Oh my God.
The world shuts down and we're going to open
we're
a business.
Like, what do we need? Books to take our minds off of everything.
Books and wine.
Especially.
That's the solution.
Yeah. We're a bookstore, wine shop, bottle shop, and cafe. So really, we are a small spot, but everything good can be found in these four walls.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Tara Dunham, the owner of the business, opened up at that time. She was selling wine like outside the door. She was bringing books to people via bicycle. It was really hard for a while.
Books by bike. I love it.
A new program by Book and Bottle, Books by Bike.
Wow. I love it.
I love the alliteration, you know?
You own a bookstore.
I'm like, playful on my tongue. So we are all about curating both wine and books in a very selective model. Andrea is our wine buyer, and we have a Som Heidi on staff who does all of our buying, those two. And they really make sure that's low intervention, biodynamic. A lot of female winemakers, super, super important. I'm one of only two men on staff, and as the book buyer, it's really important to me that 75% of our titles are female or female-presenting authors.
Wow.
We really try and champion voices that represent our city. So we want to look like our city, and we want to look like our staff. And so it's really important. So I hear all the time, and it means the world to me when people come in and say, like, wow, I didn't expect to see so many different kinds of authors. And
right?
Women in translation and spooky stuff and like all this different romanticy that no one's ever seen before.
The romanticy, I just learned that word when I started getting into the romanticy things. But I'm like, it's exactly what it is. And we have another word for it, but we'll save that for
I'm pretty sure I could guess that word. But yeah, we just like extended our romance section. So it's a full bookshelf. Which is really, really exciting.
It's gorgeous. Like, if you're not listening, or if you're not watching this, if you're just listening to this, I encourage you to go to the YouTube channel and actually watch to see what the aesthetic is like in here, because it's gorgeous. It's eye-catching. It's popping. It's all the things you want it to be.
Thank you. We really try to have, like, a clean approach so that you can see all the titles. And then, yeah, we have romance here. And then this way we have our horror section, which is my favorite. Yes, with our little friend right here.
Oh, wow.
It's been selling like hotcakes for spooky season. You know, it's been a little bit intense in Florida the last few weeks. I feel like we were robbed of our spooky season for a much scarier season.
Right.
But that means people still need escape. And what's a better escape than, you know, having a devil as your bodyguard?
Yeah, or vampires and go, like, great. Let me run away from hurricanes to run into the arms of a vampire. I love it.
Exactly. Sounds beautiful to me. And then over here we have our fantasy section, which also just extended into one full bookshelf. Yes, our fantasy
buyer. This is the,
Court of Thorns and Roses.
The gateway book.
Oh, yes.
Into the rest of the books. This is the gateway. If you were a Twilight fan kind of back in the day when that was a big thing, and then you kind of lost the love of reading, if you pick up this little red book right here, you will love, it's A Court of Thorns and Roses if you're not actually watching it, but it'll rekindle your love.
Yeah, absolutely reignite your passion for reading. I have so many people who come in, buy this book, are then obsessed with fantasy and are like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing?
Oh, yeah. I am so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is me.
I'm everyone. Sung by you.
Yes.
Of course. And then we have our sci-fi, our classic section, which, like, really makes my heart sing because it's constantly being depleted. People are loving the classics. People are constantly returning to them. You know, book banning is a discussion that is a lot in Florida.
So do you have all the banned books then?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Love it.
Yeah, we try and keep them in stock as often as we can. And we honestly, it's hard to. People just want their hands on them. They want to see what people are talking about. They want to have that conversation.
Backfired on
exactly,
them.
Exactly.
Good for you, though.
Because we're a bookstore. We can carry whatever we want. And so we do. And we had a book club about The Bluest Eye, and that was a really enlightening conversation with some hard discussions. And that's the whole point of literature.
Where's that one?
Right here, by Toni Morrison. Oh.
I will have to save this. Screenshot. Ding, ding, ding.
Absolutely brilliant. Eviscerating book. Really,
put
really.
Put this in my little shopping cart. Yes. Add to cart immediately.
Please, boy.
Done.
Rose. Book boy.
Okay, where else we got going on?
Yeah, so we have memoir, biography, Ina Garten. Incredible. That's going to be
The Barefoot Contessa.
Yeah, that's going to be a big seller for the holiday season. A lot of books from different perspectives. Also, a lot of books for dad. Like, I am a big nonfiction, like, war historian fan, and so I always try and carry things for those dads who come in to the shop. I'm just a little dad at heart.
I'm an old dad at heart.
Exactly. You know, World War II and all that kind of stuff. And then we have our self-help and philosophy section, which sells really, really well for us as well.
Wow. I'm looking at these titles going, well, dang.
Fighting for Our Friendship, Overwork, classics like The Four Agreement, The Body Keeps the Score, New Happy. One of my favorites is Wintering by Catherine May. She makes the case that not only do, you know, seasons have to rest in trees, we don't yell at trees when they're not evergreen.
We don't yell at trees when they're not evergreen.
Exactly. We, too, must winter sometimes. And I feel like we just, like...
So it's called Wintering, the Power of Rest and Retreat in Difficult Times. Yes. Okay, I'm going to cry.
No, come on back to me. It's okay. It's a joyful time.
I'm happy.
It's joyful rest. Exactly. And then...
Seriously, like...
Tara loves cooking, and she is obsessed with cookbooks, and she was like, give me the best cookbook section, and so I did. So we have it from based off of different regions, specific ingredients, ease. I'm Italian, so I love our Italian cookbook section, American cuisine, food writing, so celebrity, so many different things. Maddie Matheson just released a new cookbook. You've probably seen him on The Bear.
Wow.
Soup, salads, and sandwiches. Super, super fun approach to cooking.
I like the clean look of that book.
Yeah, right?
I don't know how to explain
it. It fits our aesthetic, you know?
True.
We have our new releases today. This is being filmed on New Release Tuesday, which is one of my favorite days of the week.
All these are new?
Yeah, all of these came out either today or last week. Intermezzo Sally by Sally Rooney is a huge book in the literary fiction genre.
Man, isn't there Intermezzo like on this street?
I know.
Yeah, it's should come by all of
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Like branding.
Yeah.
Legends and Lattes was like a big fantasy book that people really loved, and now has this beautiful sprayed edge situation.
I love a good sprayed edge.
Oh, they got me by the throat. For different biographies, Al Pacino, Sonny Boy just came out, and it's phenomenal. More cookbooks.
I'm going to have to hang out in here more often.
You do. Come on. These are our bestsellers and short stories.
Oh my God, of course. And then the bottle part of Book and Bottle.
The bottle part. Super, super important. So these are going to be our cabs. Things that you find in the Bordeaux region, grape-wise. On this side is our GSM blends. We have bubbles, reds on this side, and on the other side is going to be all of our whites and rosés in true champagne. True champagne, not fake champagne.
From the champagne region.
Champagne region. And, of course, our book clubs. Every last Wednesday, Sunday, and Thursday of the month, we have in-house book clubs that our booksellers run. Which is always a really exciting time to meet new people. It's always wonderful seeing how many people return to the space and how we're constantly getting new people. And it's a really lovely thing to see like communities develop and see friendships develop.
Yeah. Over books and wine, I mean.
Exactly. What more could you ask for,
seriously?
You know? Like people
all
who
my besties.
Met in book club, they maybe don't stop coming to book club, but then they'll show up with their book club friends on other days.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool thing.
I do love it. So there was a section at the front that we were going to,
well,
if you're watching this on YouTube or if there's a clip of this, there is the bar area that you can sit at and order different lattes, different coffees, but they also, you have like small plates too.
Yeah,
so.
We have food items because of the hurricane. We're still kind of rethinking our food menu, but we have like wine region plates.
Mm.
So Greek mezze plates, Italian plates. We have a sardine plate for
Spain.
Yeah, really, really, really fun. And this is our gifty area ran by Andy. So different journals, different small books like stocking stuffers, our tote bag, our hats, our shirts. And then Bree, who is one of our lead booksellers and artistic extraordinaire, also has our blind date with a book program.
Oh my gosh. And we zoom in on this. First of all, they're adorable.
Adorable. Mm-hmm. Second of all, did you hear me the first time? Adorable.
Love that.
Yeah.
So it kind of tells you a little bit about, like, if you like this, then you'll like what's behind this, right?
Precisely.
And
precisely.
What type of genre? So this is nonfiction. So this would be cute as a gift. We've got a lot of like white elephant gifts coming up for the holidays. This would be awesome. One, it's already wrapped.
Easy.
Yep. So they will know it's a book, but like they don't know what book it is, and neither do you. And I think that's fun and exciting.
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes it's hard to like figure out exactly the right thing. And so like, let us pick for you.
Yeah. So what if they don't like the book? What if they're like, I will never read this book. Can they bring it back?
They can bring it back, and we will pick something that is more suited to their taste.
Okay.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite things to do, honestly, is people, like, give me a vibe of what they want to feel, a favorite movie, and then I pick a
book. An intention, and then you're like, I have just the thing.
I have just the thing.
Here's a bottle of wine. Go.
Yeah, this is the intention. Drink and be merry.
Drink and be merry. Well, okay, so do you have any events coming up in the next 2 months before the end of the year?
Yes. We actually have our Fall Sidewalk Social this coming Sunday, November 3rd, which is really exciting. We have some of our booksellers are in a band, including myself, and we're going to be playing outside. And there's going to be vendors. We're going to be partnering up with our friend Zaw, which is a clothing shop just up the street. And so that's going to be really, really fun.
I want to come to that.
Yeah.
Remind me when I forget Sunday. You're going to that thing,
the
Sidewalk
thing.
Festival.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's like the really, really big one that we're pushing for.
Okay, well, we'll get some stuff out about that hopefully this week. But thank you so much
thank
for allowing
so
us.
Much.
We're going to jump into our discussion with our other podcast people, and we're going to hang out a little bit with Dominic and probably have some wine, so we'll get into that.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Wine time.
Yay.
So Beautiful selection for you.
7:30 Cobalt. In the morning, by the way.
Please, don't lie to them. It's 6:30 in the morning.
Still a half hour too late.
Who needs milk in your cereal when you have Pinot Grigio?
True.
Pinot Grigio's. Right. Very cereal for you.
Perfect.
So this is a Pinot Grigio from Slovenia, which is not really a wine region that you hear a lot about, and they're wrong for that. Slovenia is a very interesting wine region in the sense that they are one of the first to ever do orange wine. Oh. What is orange wine, you ask? I'm
what
so
is
happy.
Orange wine?
I'm so glad you asked.
Thank you. So orange wine is essentially rosé, but for white grapes, right? So rosé is when you take the skins off of the red juice so that it has kind of a lighter color. It's the opposite for that. So with white grapes, you keep the juice on the skins, and so it kind of has all of the nutrients, quote unquote.
It's nutritious.
And yeah, it's very nutritious for, you know, Pinot Grigios. And all of like the tannins and all this beautiful color. So as I pour this, you will see that it is a gorgeous, almost pink color. Because Pinot Grigio is going to be has pink skins.
Oh,
yes.
They just rebranded rosé.
Exactly.
For
yes. Cool. A lot of people when they're like orange wine, I don't like citrus. I'm like,
oh,
I
do. It's
going to be a new iPhone color.
So. Yeah.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Orange wine.
Like, it has nothing to do actually with oranges. It's just like a technique.
I mean, totally would have fooled me if I was like orange wine.
So you're going to get melon, chamomile. I get a little like white peach.
Ooh.
So, but whatever. As our, I wasn't really into wine before I got this job. My idea of really good wine was like Manischewitz and grape juice.
Grape juice.
Sweeter the better. Yeah, Welch's. And then she was starting to coach me, and she was like, "There is no wrong answer about what you taste." So. Enjoy whatever you taste.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers,
guys. I'm so far.
It's just me and Donald. Right?
Yeah.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Cheers.
Thank you. Well, we are here today with Lindsay and Jesse, and they have a podcast of their very own, and it is called, I'm just going to let you guys kind of just take it away from that point. It's called
Collectively Real.
I love it. And it's about
being collectively real.
Oh, weird.
Thanks for having us.
Bye. Bye now.
Thank you. Show's over now.
Look, I think that in our industry, so if you don't know, now you know, Lindsay is broker owner of Remax Collective. I own the Cage Collective. We have joined forces, and when we came over, one of the reasons we did come over is because we were looking for a brokerage where we felt that we could be ourselves, right? This is an industry that still has people with pictures on their cards from when they were 25 and now they're 70. That's the surface level of the unrealness that's in our industry. So we just want to kind of peel back those layers on that grape, if you will.
Whoa!
And then smash the shit out of it and makes it really good wine.
Sound effects.
Look at our sound effects. This is trouble. So trouble.
I can smell the tannins.
Yeah. Those are souls of people. Just no, I'm sorry.
That was great.
No, I mean, it's just, again, it is being real and being collectively real. And it's real about, yes, the cliche real estate, but really what is happening behind the scenes in us as agents and how we handle situations. And it's bringing in agents so we can have those crazy stories. You know, we've talked a little bit about on some of our teasers, you know, not exposing the business, but kind of exposing the business.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
that,
right. Pull the curtain.
Pull the curtain
yeah,
back.
Yeah, man, pull the curtain back. And, you know, this is real. It's not just the fake, everything is great bullshit that
right.
you see.
Right.
And I'm back on your podcast, so you have that explicit again.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize for that.
That goes
with
the territory.
We stay explicit.
Yeah. He is real.
Yeah. You know, the first time I was on the podcast, on your guys' podcast, it was about being unabashedly.
Unabashedly. Right? That's my new word.
You've got to be unabashedly yourself.
Never heard of that until then.
I thought he made that word up.
He may have.
I did not. Mr. Webster told me all about
okay.
it.
All right? About, but then I heard it like six times. You know how the word works.
Yeah,
of course. And I'm like, in one of my porn books.
Cut.
Or fairy porn?
Fairy yeah. porn.
Ford porn? Like, you love Ford that much?
Ford porn.
I know you have an expedition or whatever.
Ford
Explorer.
Porn.
It's just yeah. constantly just pounding the hood. Can I
yes.
say that?
Can we get a new car? Ford, if you're listening, we need a new one. She needs an expedition trimmer for her. Ford.
Sponsored by.
Make right. sure it has the good tailpipe.
Those heated vibrating seats are the new thing.
This is why they didn't want to tell me what they wanted to talk about today.
I like a good surprise.
I love a good pivot.
I love a good unplanned thing. Also, we got to switch these books because we got to. This is.
Oh yeah, these are the ones.
You're,
right.
You're doing exorcisms, and I'm eating cookie
desserts.
Oh,
you're doing dessert.
I think this kind of says a lot about our personalities.
It does.
Yeah.
Wow,
I love it.
Yep.
Well, it shows that we're being real and true to who
right.
we are. It's
yes.
being
we're humans.
Real. We're humans.
Yeah. You know,
I'm trying to lose weight, I'm leaving
right.
stuff.
We're bringing the human element back to it because I think yeah. that as agents, like he was saying, like, whoops, that we do so much.
Calling.
Yeah, right. It's always calling. But we do so much all the time to make it look very easy, like to our clients, and making it smooth and simple.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
so much that goes into it, and I think that everything that gets displayed on podcasts and videos and all those kind of stuff is really not what really happens.
No.
And so Jesse and I were like, if we're going to do this, we need to do it how it really is, like the real part of it. We watch all of these ones that are superficial and that's mm-hmm. not it. And it's hard and it's sad and it's exciting and there's so many emotions that go into it. We have to laugh about it. We have to make fun of ourselves. We need to make fun of other people.
Yeah.
And that's just how we get through it. But we just needed to bring that element back that we are people and we absorb a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that gets forgotten in the whole process. So
we do. You end up becoming, as an agent, almost a therapist throughout the process.
Almost.
I mean, without the degree, you are basically a therapist. Yeah. Like, I mean, I remember from when I was a full-time agent, I would be on the phone with people not talking about real estate at all. I'm just like, your husband's not mad at you.
It's okay. We're going to figure this out. You guys are polar opposites. He cares about the garage and you care about the kitchen. You know, like, okay.
You're not going to get divorced. You're going to get a new house and you're going to love it.
Everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, there's an element to that, to be an agent. And when you are real and you're honest with your clients,
right.
that there's... It's not every other agent, but there are those agents that it's just the money agent. It's just, I got to get to the end of this. Like, whatever I got to do, whatever... lie I gotta tell, whatever I have to do, I'm going to get there. And that sucks,
right? They're coming out bad,
you know,
right now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Those really greedy agents.
Yeah, greedy.
I'm sorry if you are one, but
we see
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Get your shit together.
Well, you can see it. Again, you see it very clearly. And you can... We all have a little list. Every agent has a little list of those people.
The blacklist.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yes.
And those are the ones that...
Facts.
You know...
Yeah.
If you get the offer, you're like, well, that's going to be a shit show. Like,
right?
you just know. But again, it's if the deal doesn't close now, like you talk about being a therapist. I had a client who wanted, our friend that came to the office. She wanted to list her home. She had no idea what to do. And quite frankly, she wasn't ready at all.
Mm.
And I don't mean ready from a fact that ready just to get rid of this property. It was, I'm not... mentally ready to do this. I have a lot of these other things I have to do, so I'm sitting there kind of walking her through. And the other day, we're having full-on conversations about her next employment opportunity to see if she can save her house. And so I'm walking her down that road. I'm like, okay, so why don't we do this?
Yeah.
And let's kind of, you know, and I'm there. I'm going to help you do that. But you're just not ready to do this yet. Whereas there are people who would be like, yep, let's do it, and just kind of move her on.
Right. Yeah.
And that's just not the right thing to do. She'll be a client now, hopefully forever.
And,
she'll tell other people that, hey, you know, the collective, this is how they treated me through this process.
Right.
And so I think not only are we doing something different from our podcast standpoint, Lindsay has fostered this culture of fucking rad.
I agree with that statement.
Cheers.
You know, fucking rad.
Yeah, I mean, that's
never need to change your business name. That's fucking rad.
Fucking rad.
When you get that cool little sign. Slug like on realtor.com, you just put it on there. It's very nice. Like to fucking rad.
Oh, I love it.
It says a lot, though. I mean, in this industry, too, like being, keeping it real with everything that you do, I think people are really, really... I don't know, man. They're craving that environment right now. Again, going back to the social media stuff, it's everybody puts on a face, a front. You know what I mean? Like, and it's so bad sometimes. Like even in our personal lives, we see it. We're like, what the hell? That is not real life. They just called me about all these things that just went down, and then they're like, "What a beautiful day I had today." And I'm like,
"Oh, you're like that is
you were talking
what you
off the ledge. What do you mean?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just talked you off the ledge.
But like, right? It's just there's so much fake, and there's so much like just bullshit out there.
There is. We
you know,
about
especially
it.
In this industry, yeah. It's like,
well, it's good to flush it out.
Okay. It is good to
flush it out. Because if you bury it, then it just comes back up uglier next.
Yeah.
So
right.
Like you gotta talk it out and have those uncomfortable conversations with people, especially like in our line of work. It may not be the best situation for someone to sell their home,
right.
Buy
right.
A home.
Right. Absolutely.
Like they may want to all they want, but right. They shouldn't.
Not good timing. Yeah.
Right.
Not good timing, yeah. Yeah, I think right now, like one thing that's been heavy on me, like just watching everything, I feel like the last several years have just been let's wait till this is done. Let's wait till rates drop. Let's wait till houses do this. Now it's let's wait till the election's over. It's you guys are always waiting to make your next purchase, and then it just keeps getting worse and worse
more
and
expensive,
worse.
Like more, yes, absolutely.
At what point do you sit back and look and like the math is mathing? Like if you need a home, you need a home.
Correct.
The right time to buy
mean?
Or sell a home is when you have to buy or
that's
sell
correct.
A home.
Right. There's
that's
opportunities
the right
in every single market,
correct.
And that's the difference between working with an advisor who actually knows what they're doing versus
correct.
Yes, you need to do it now,
yes.
Or oh, well, we'll just wait till after the election, or we'll just wait till rates drop. And I see agents like talking about they're like, oh, but when are the rates going to drop so we can get busy again? Are you serious?
Are you serious? Exactly.
Did you forget how to sell houses?
Correct.
Like, there
correct.
Are opportunities in everything. And I think that that's the big thing with Collective is we try to, like, surround ourselves with people who are not only, you know, top producers in the industry, but everybody has a different niche and a different way of doing things.
Yeah.
But everybody has everybody's back, and everybody's positive, and everybody is looking to help other people succeed. And that is the big difference.
Like, huge.
We've all been to different brokerages, and when we brought everyone together, we legitimately meet every 2 weeks to say, how can we not be those people?
Absolutely.
Like, what did you not like about that? What did you not like about that? I know that we need to have value, you know, for the setup that we have. So how can we provide that value and not be those people that we talk about?
Yeah. And make sure that the education is happening.
Yes.
Because there's too many agents who, look, you can go out, you can get your license, and you have no idea what the fuck you're doing, right?
Still.
So it's making sure that you're educated.
Yeah.
And, you know, from I know that Lindsay from the collective as a whole, you know, provides a lot of opportunity for education. As a team leader, I make it a point that maybe more than some because I just want to be the smartest fucking team in the world. But making
that
sure
it?
Because
that
you, yeah, that's it. It's a small little fucking goal. But like
in the brain.
But the funny thing is, it's not hard to be the smartest team in the world when you look around and you're like, fuck, nobody... It's looking for that next sale instead of, hey, let's make sure on some of that downtime that we are getting more tools for our tool belt, right? You want to making sure that, okay, so interest rates sits today on Tuesday, whatever, 29th,
whatever day
30th,
it is.
Whatever
day
this is.
I don't know.
You know, we're back to 7% today, right?
Wine
so,
day.
Yeah.
I've got a client, though, who still needs to move. And you know, a month ago, they would have had a better rate. Well, today it's 7, okay? It is what it is. So I made sure that the first thing I did this morning was wake up and go, okay, where's Hometown Heroes at? Well, that expires probably at noon today.
Right.
Fuck.
Money,
okay, so
gone.
What's next?
Shoot.
Well, there's three It'll more that I've already lined up for the client. So it's making sure that you know what those things are, and that's leaning on our preferred title company, our preferred lenders, our preferred insurance company. Well, there's this little startup called Milestone.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Celebrating milestones of your life.
What's their color? Is it green?
It seems very green. The stones that you pass.
I want to pass at these stones. Absolutely.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I think on your partners is what you were saying.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, making sure that you know you have those relationships, right? And when you have those relationships, that you're doing the right things with those relationships, and remembering that, and this is something that we preach, you know, again, I'm going to say we, you know, this is Lindsay's baby,
it's true,
we preach, you know, taking care of your people, right?
Leading with gratitude.
Correct.
Always trying to be helpful.
Absolutely.
Lead with gratitude.
Yeah, lead with gratitude. If you are not doing that, you are not doing it the right way, and you will not have longevity in this business.
Correct.
It is written all over your face. And to Melvin's point, I feel like everyone's been able to hide behind the chaotic market and social media and that kind of stuff
for years. That's
and
a good way of putting it. They're hiding.
They're hiding behind it, and it was easy to do things when you could hide behind the market. Now you can't, or behind social media and those kinds of things. Now you can't. Right. Now you have to have actual skill.
We don't get 40 fucking offers every house now.
You don't just put that in. The open house is slammed. Like, there is actual strategy into going to that. And I've had so many people come up to me and they're like, I just don't know what I'm doing. I said, because you're not doing it.
Right.
And you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Like, if you're not leading with gratitude, if you're only leading with the fact that, oh, I need to make this money. I mean, everybody needs to make money. We have to provide for our families. But if you are not doing things for the right reason, you will not be in this business very long.
Oh, don't lead with a scarcity mindset, right? And that's a whole other podcast.
That's my word,
Scarcity mindset.
You don't want to have that scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
You know,
well, some people don't know what that means. So let's talk about what a scarcity mindset is, because I do feel like a lot of people are stuck in that cycle right now.
Sure. And don't even know it. They don't even know it.
Flesh that out a little bit.
So, you know, there's a couple different ways to go about this. There's the elementary entry version of The Secret, right? And it's, you know, making sure that you are manifesting. Are you spelling already?
Sorry,
scarcity mindset. I thought we were losing alcohol.
No. You're talking about books. I was like,
books.
You know, I'm sure there's a secret around here somewhere.
I'm sure it's here somewhere.
But, you know, but again, going back to that, it's manifesting, right? And you can manifest the things you want in your life. Right, and it's having the right mindset that I have those things. Right, picture having those things. So when it's, you know, I had two deals in the last month get under contract, and the clients decided to back out. It just wasn't the right thing for them. That's easy to go to a scarcity mindset when I don't care how good of an agent you are, or how much you've trained yourself not to spend your check before it's there. We all do it.
Right.
As soon as you go under contract, you're like, fucking I'm gonna have to pay my bills this month.
Right.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden that thing falls out and you're going, oh fuck, I don't have.
Right.
Now I don't have that.
$10,000 anymore.
In your mind, that's the mindset that I don't have.
Yeah.
You will never have with a scarcity mindset.
Yeah, scarcity is also not wanting to share because you want to keep it to yourself.
Yes.
Like that's, it's kind of...
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Kind of like being on a team versus necessarily, you know, or being collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know at a former brokerage that I was at, I always felt like nobody wanted to share anything. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to talk about what they were doing. And if it was successful, well, share with everybody, you know, and that is...
Right.
The number one thing about where we are and why we all work so well together is everybody shares. And if you're not going to share your wins and how you did it and who you talked to and how much it costs and all those kinds of things, then you don't belong with us.
Right.
Yeah. Because this is not an individual thing. This is a, you know, collective thing. The scarcity thing is wanting to be by yourself and thinking that that's going to make you better. And it's not.
Sure.
There's so many reasons people do that. You know, like I just teaching classes and stuff, you start to realize... You know, some people, they hold back because they don't want other people to think they're less than, right? So they're like, they're not going to ask a question because, ooh, by asking that, it's going to put me out is going to show my cards. Like, I'm not actually that person I've been posting all over the place that I am. You know what I mean? And then some other people, you know, they'll hold back for selfish reasons. They don't want, you know, they look at everybody as competition. It's like, I'm not going to share how I won because I don't want them to do it too.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's like, together we all win.
Correct.
You know, like, I always make this joke in our group chat. It's like, you know, when our powers combine, everybody brings something different. It's like Captain Planet.
Right. Yes.
Captain Planet.
Yeah, but like it really is. You know, let our powers combine, and it always it becomes something way bigger and stronger. You know, collectively, you know, but like it really does. And I hate when people do that. It's like you can almost tell when they have a question or they have a thing, and they're just like.
And there's so many people that don't even realize it. So it's funny.
Correct.
I got introduced it in ninja training. So I mean, everybody's probably heard about the ninja books and things like that.
I talk about it every day.
And we had a breakout session.
I chop.
Right? Not like legitimate ninjas.
Ninja selling.
Oh, my
ninja
bad.
Ninja selling.
I used to ninja, but now I'm supposed to tell
that
you.
That too, but
well,
yeah.
Well, it's an easy crossover. Yeah, it's fine.
You already have the black.
That's right, exactly. I'm ready to go.
Dressed as a ninja.
You can't even see me right now.
I mean, if your beard wasn't, you
know. Totally hiding.
Awesome.
You got that silver dagger.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you might be invisible.
Just saying. Okay. But yeah, they broke us out in these sessions, you two.
You too.
Yes. They broke us out in these sessions, and they paired us up with a bunch of different people that we really hadn't kind of gelled with, and it called you out, and you didn't even know you were being called out by the answers that were happening. And this top producer that I had worked with, who was definitely a scarcity, now that I know the definition, I was like, she got called out in front of the entire place, and I was like, ooh. And then everybody was like, oh man, you know, but she's still there, and she's quite honestly driving that whole brokerage into the ground.
Because
she has that attitude, but they are so afraid of losing her as a brokerage that they're letting her poison it.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like a cancer, it just grows
and bubbles up.
It just filters in, and it never shrinks, it never goes away, it just starts to...
Yes.
And people start picking... And what sucks about those things is like, you know, sometimes those people have those moments that you can relate to, like, oh yeah, I do kind of feel that way.
Right.
And it may not agree with everything, but they're going to agree with some of it, and then that starts to, oh, well, she's kind of right there.
Right.
Oh, she's kind of right there. Yep. And then it grows into
like
this thing you can't
spreads.
Get rid of.
Yeah. Right. That's correct.
It does.
So that's
it does.
The quick to fire, slow to hire. Mm-hmm. So that has been like a huge thing, like... This is something that these are like the hiring and firing criteria for sure.
Yeah.
And they should be.
Yeah.
So.
And I think you set a good parameter at the beginning too. I don't think people come into it like not knowing what they're getting themselves into.
No.
You know what I mean? And I think that's huge.
No.
I see so many people just get sold on, you know, the splits or the this or the that or the tech or the, you know, it's like, look whole picture. If you're going to go work somewhere where you don't even vibe with their, you know, their goals as a company and their morals and their personalities, you're wasting your time. You're wasting their time.
Yeah.
Just find, like, what'd you say? Gelling? Are you gelling?
Are we gelling?
Are you gelling?
Yep.
You know, you really do.
Are we vibing?
You have to vibe with someone. You have to fill it out. But you also can't be afraid to ask those hard questions.
No.
You know, like people get so stuck on like their job. They're like, oh, I need this job. I need this, da, 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 da. Ask the hard questions in your interview. Ask the hard questions. You're saying like, hey, what is your stance on this? Or how do you take care of this? Or, you know, flip the roles.
Like, besides of this and of that, like, what is a hard question to you? As a broker who brings people on and as a team leader who brings people on, what would be a question
you
that
would love
someone
to
would,
hear or something?
Yeah, you'd be like, wow, this person's really diving deep.
They're actually asking a question, not, well, when can I start and what's my split?
Right.
You can't just start there. And that's, that's the thing. You know, when you just lead with that.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll answer you right away because I'm new, but what's my split?
But
you're I'll answer it right away. But the immediate follow-up, or what I'd rather have from them, would be, what do you offer for that split?
Right.
What do we get for this? Like, let's have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, give me, like, what do I get?
Right.
It's, look, yes, here's a split, and
I'm
there's a split
it,
for
what
a
is
reason.
It, what's it for?
Right.
Yeah.
But you're going to, if you're going to do this by yourself, you'd be paying X amount of dollars anyway. So let us help you get to that position.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a split because, you know, there's time that we're putting into it. Mm-hmm. There is leads, websites, like all these different things that we're doing.
Experience, right. Yeah. Worth its weight in gold, learning from people who have done this for years. Yes. They've been through so many different markets and so many different pivots 100%. And those kinds of things. And there is nothing better than, we call it street smart, is by learning from all those other people. So that is worth it. If you don't have an office environment like that, I call it living on your own little island.
Right.
You're not going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. You have to be in that kind of environment, and it's because it's infectious.
Right.
You know, when Jesse's doing well, I get excited. I'm like, man, I gotta do well. This person's doing well. We get
well, it's
excited.
It's like friendly competition.
It is.
It's okay to be in friendly competition.
Totally fine.
But someone with a scarcity mindset doesn't understand.
No,
the
they
competition.
Don't.
Correct.
Absolutely not.
You know, we had
threatened.
You know, I dealt with a very similar situation the last year or so with someone. You know, and it was weird to me because I was like, man, the whole, like, when you're working on a team, you're working as towards a goal, right? Why would you not want to, like, hey, don't share my stats. Hey, I don't want them to know about this. I'm like, we have access to see all that. Like, why are you?
We already know.
Yeah, we already know what your stats are. Like, we're not throwing
stats don't
stuff.
Stats don't lie.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't care where you are. I want to know where you want to go and
correct.
How I can help.
Like, we're not throwing it on the board to, like, mock you or be like, hey, you know, here's the email. You know, I brought in 8 deals this month. You only brought in 2. What's going on? Like, we're not doing it to call you out. We're doing it to help you. Like, where's the disconnect? Where can we help you grow? What is your vibe? What are you missing out on? Right. What is
somebody,
it that I'm doing that I can help you with?
Somebody who wants to grow is going to look at that as competition. It's going to be that competition. Yeah. Of like, I want to do that. I want to be
absolutely.
Number one.
Well, how'd you do
these
that?
Deals? Right.
Yeah. I would never go anywhere where I was the top producer. As I was starting to look at what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go, I didn't want to be at the top. I want to have someone to shoot for. You know, like, I need somebody to bounce ideas off of. I don't need everyone coming to me all the time and being like, well, what are you doing? What are you do. I don't have all the answers, and I don't do things like everybody else. So I always looked up to some older mentors, things like that. Yeah. I mean, now I have a lot of relationships across the U.S. that we all kind of foster, which is kind of cool. But, you know, you have to have that kind of environment or you're not going to survive these kind of markets.
Absolutely.
This is a down market. In the 2020-2021 market, if you were an agent at the time or if you were buying a home, selling a home at that time, it was absolutely crazy. It's not anything like what we're dealing with now or before that. So now we are dealing with things that are out of our control. We're dealing with interest rates. Okay. Your realtor cannot control your interest rate.
Nope.
They cannot control the price of the house. Now they can control what you offer, but what's being asked, that's not in your realtor's, if you're a buyer, that's not in their will. They can't do anything about it, but they can guide you in different ways. And when you are working with people that are in teams, it's not just that individual agent.
Correct.
You're not just working with someone on Jesse's team.
Right.
You're working with Jesse's whole team. You're not just working with someone on Lindsay's team.
Right.
We have the whole freaking brokerage.
Right.
Because they're going to go in and go, I have this buyer. Mm-hmm. I have this situation. What's the best
We're not only going to just talk to Jesse about it.
Right.
Right.
We're going to talk to all the different people, all the different niches, all the people who have been through this kind of thing. So, you know, we've never been through a Milton and Helene.
Right.
Right? So now we're all dealing as a brokerage, like, okay, how do we handle this?
Right.
You know, a lot of our brokerage in Largo is, you know, half of the houses were flooded, you know. Well, a lot of the houses were flooded.
Lost
a
lot of inventory real quick.
Well, right. We're
let's
so
talk
we're,
about
right.
where we are for people who don't know where we are right now. So currently we're in St. Pete. Now, Jesse's main brokerage is in on this street. You have a ton of properties for your short-term rental company in this area.
Yep.
And this was hit very hard by Helene and Milton. Well, Helene did different damage, I
Helene
feel like.
Helene did different
damage. That was a surge.
Helene was the water.
It was the water. It was the water.
And then Milton brought them wind.
Everything.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Earth, wind, and fire.
I forgot. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't put that in the universe. Fire hasn't happened yet.
No.
For fuck's sake.
No.
Jeez, there are the ones that, when the power came on, they tripped. There was some crazy stuff.
There
was.
Fire. It was already here.
All right, it's in the past.
Yeah. Okay, done. It's done. It already happened. We're not summoning anything.
Yeah, I was
new.
Shocked. Like, when I forgot that the trap had no roof.
I
was on the phone with her. I'm like, oh, I forgot the trap has no roof. That's so weird.
The trap, that was something that made, not that it wasn't real, because it was all very real.
Sure.
This is the first storm that I left for. Milton was the first storm we left for.
I heard a lot of that this year.
Oh, we're I think the I high and dry you, and I was point. Like, are you out? And you were like, oh,
yeah I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, so we're in Coquina Key. So
the water's
it floods anyway.
Literally.
We're good. Like, we're kind of at the high point, so we've never had water intrusion in our house.
Yeah.
with that being said, it was just, you know, like this one, if that goes into the bay, if that's 30 miles north of where we're actually hitting, it's a different situation. And that would have been water in our house, I would think.
Or more, yeah.
Or more. So I'm like, you know what, we're just going to go for this one. So we went to Orlando, we still get fucking blasted, so we went to Orlando, but my brother had a big house out there. I'm like, yeah, we'll be fine. Coming home, we came home Thursday morning.
Wild.
So the storm went through Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. We came home Thursday as soon as the rain stopped. I'm like, I got to go home. I got to be with my family.
Yeah. I got to see this.
St. Petersburg is my family.
So I have to come home.
And we're driving home. I just got goosebumps. And we come around the corner, and I saw the Trop. Now, I'm not the biggest Rays fan in the world. I go to the games there, but it's such an iconic.
It was a solidified, wow.
Came around that corner, serious. I saw the roof was gone, and I choked up a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, my home is in trouble.
This is a covered stadium.
Yes.
So those of you who don't know what Tropicana Field is, it is a fully,
fully covered dome. Yes.
It was like Teflon.
It was.
And so wind got underneath, and you know, you get a tear, a rip, and it just.
Yeah.
Oh, so it lifted.
It lifted.
I'm like, Teflon, that's like what's in the like.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Plastics.
Oh, no, that's Kevlar. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking of Kevlar. Okay. They should have built it out of Kevlar.
Yeah.
And, you know, the crazy part about that, too, is like.
Maybe it's Kevlar.
Vibranium.
Teflon or Kevlar? There was Teflon on
Teflon.
Yes, Teflon's pans. Kevlar is in
Mylar.
I
don't know what it is.
Mylar's a balloon.
Oh, well.
Let's go with vibranium.
It's not a balloon.
Let's just say it should not have come off. It should not have come off like that.
Yeah. It's one of the tops that should not have come off.
Yeah, exactly.
That and the crane.
Like a stripper at Spring Break.
Oh, the crane. Yeah, the crane collapse.
The crane really brought it home.
Oh, my God.
I saw that on the side of the building. I was like,
oh, my God.
It's right down the street from where we are currently. It was on what, 4th? No, 1st. It was the 400
new building. They're building, yeah, that big tower.
It fell on the 400 building, right?
It was on 4th South, or 1st South, I think.
Yeah.
So we had an agent that we were talking with last week who lives down here. They had an apartment building, and they were watching the crane the whole night. He said, I literally was hiding behind my door. Like, that's going to do any good.
Right.
Watching the crane, and it fell that way. Yeah. And he goes, as horrible as it was to watch it fall that way, he was like, whew. Well, it already fell. It's not coming this way.
Right.
And but that
Holy
was the
moly.
Kind
Could
of stuff.
Can you imagine watching that hail? No.
No.
Anxiety.
Well, even when Helene came through, which was way less wind, obviously.
Yeah.
They were spinning. Right. Like, you could see them spinning because my buddy was downtown and he walked out. He's like, dude, you got to see this. And he's on FaceTime and you could just see that just spinning around.
The crane?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was Helene.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was spinning.
And they still left it there
for him. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that thing, those cranes were so high on that building on the 400. I mean, just so high.
I think it's pretty amazing to watch the resiliency.
Yeah.
Though, like, you know, when you go over to the beaches, almost all the businesses are open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we love that. Please go support them. Obviously, the beaches are not, you know, where they were, but they're still beautiful. You just don't have that little bridge to go over.
Right.
But I think the reality of it came like 2 or 3 days after Helene, when they finally let us over. Mm. And we went over because as a property owner in Indian Rocks, we were allowed to go over that bridge. And I think just the smell and the atmosphere and watching people pull out everything they own out of all these houses was enough to choke me up, and I'm not an emotional person, and it made me forget about all the things that I have to do for my properties and my business and everything else, and it just turned me into, how can I help?
Right?
And so I feel like that's kind of how we've been surviving through all of this as realtors and as leaders and friends and family is, how can we help these people? Yes, we have things that we need to obviously address, and we're hurting and struggling and surviving. But I think that being helpful and realize, and that's where we all kind of got together and we're like, we're going to have so many people come to us and be like, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Right?
Have a lot of people come
right.
for that.
We do. Yeah. Like, they're coming to us. They're like, we've lost everything. They're telling us we need to tear down our house or start over and lift and all these kinds of things. So as advisors, we kind of sat down and, but we not coming from a place of, because we're watching all these investors come in right now.
Oh my gosh.
How can I get the deal? See the shark going for the jugular.
It reminds me of watching literal cash to the front door. Just being
literally knocking.
Like, here you go. Here's $200,000.
Who has the biggest pile of rubble? Let me just go in there.
Insane. Yeah. And I mean,
with shark teeth.
It reminds me of Twister. When I was watching the new Twister,
yes.
And there was that guy that kept coming up and like offering the money for their property after everything got destroyed.
Yes.
I was like, holy moly, this is like real life. And it started happening in our backyard.
Yes.
But going back to like business, business and the real estate aspect, it speaks volumes, one, for a leader in a company to be able to step back for a moment in a time where obviously, you know, we need a paycheck, we need to sell some stuff.
Or but people need paychecks.
Sometimes you gotta just figure this shit out and just step back and be like, you know what? What can I do to help? And you have to realize sometimes too, is like everybody's out here chasing the paycheck. You know, one thing that I heard one time on a different podcast, you know, was you don't know what season of life people are in. You don't know what they're going through or what they're going to need. They may not need you now. They may not need you next week. They may not need you 6 months from now, a year from now.
Right.
But you want to be there for people enough and be visible enough to where when that moment comes, you're first top of mind. They're like, okay, you know what? Lindsay was out there helping us with, you know, getting our house together, our life together after this storm. You know, we realize now this may not be where we wanted to be. We always wanted to live on the beach. And this may be, I think there's a lot of people right now coming to that realization, like, man, I might not want to live here full time. Maybe I'll have a beach home as a little thing, you know, but like, there's a lot of people I've talked to. And like, to your point, I've lived in Florida my entire life. I've been in Tampa my whole life. And I can't tell you how many of my diehard friends that are normally like, hurricane party, we're sticking it out.
Always.
Gone. Like, they're like, why are you staying? Why are you not leaving? I'm like, whoa, this is weird. And I'm talking to people that are normally like boasting about it and making fun of it. Like, it was scary. I was like, wow, you guys are actually leaving? Like, that's crazy.
It became real.
It became real. And then afterwards, looking at it, seeing, you know, that it hit us at what, a level, it was technically a 3 or something that it hit, or barely a 4.
Right.
And to know, like,
the damage that it did.
Holy moly. Right. Like, you know, it's like.
And we still got lucky.
Yes.
And I say lucky because a lot of people lost everything.
A lot of people lost everything.
It could have been even more catastrophic.
Way
worse. So, again, not to downplay what happened. People lost
everything.
Not at
all. But,
but it could have been way worse. Right. And, I mean.
We're here to help them make good decisions.
Well, I think back to what you were saying. I mean, people remember kindness.
100%.
And we don't have a lot of that in this world right now.
Cutthroat.
It's just, it's so much hate in this, fucking just.
I feel like it's gotten way worse.
It's the tribalism and the, like, my team against your team. And I'm like, fuck all the way off. We are all in this together. And by the way, the teams you guys are fighting for right now, they don't give a shit about you for real.
No,
So deal with the people around you and show kindness because, and then when it comes to a work standpoint, because again, this is a business. You do want to get paid. Those people will come back to
you. Correct, 100%.
They remember kindness.
They remember kindness. And they're going to talk about it and spread. I mean, negativity spreads so much faster than positivity.
It does.
So, you know, so like they're going to talk about it.
Passive result, because it's not the reason you do it.
Okay.
Right?
Correct.
So
no.
When we talk about this kind of stuff, some people are like, okay, I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to do all this great stuff because I want to get business out of it.
Right.
If that is how
you're not leading with gratitude.
Not gratitude.
You're wrong.
Please
turn
around and go back.
You're wrong and you're going to fail.
That's correct.
But as a passive result of you
being... Ipso facto.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good work.
Ipso facto. All right. We learned that from our tiny computers this morning that we carry around in our pockets. It was not the word we were looking for.
No.
But we
we're going to work it in today. We're going to work it in. We're going to work it in one way or another.
When you're doing it, remember what you're doing it for, and it's not to get business. It is literally to create something better for other people outside of yourself.
Yeah.
And it naturally, it'll happen for you, but that's not the driving force. And if that is, it will come back and bite you.
You're in the wrong business.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Not only that, people see right through it. I mean, you know, like we know so many people in this industry, we look at it, we're like,
That
is so fake. What a cute little video.
That was cute.
Love that for them. They're talking shit as soon as that thing's done.
And they're not getting business on it.
No, so, not at all.
As far as I'm concerned, that's a waste of time.
You know, and I think, you know, one thing that I got a really good friend of mine that does a lot of social media posting and things like that for real estate. And, you know, he gets a lot of flack for it. And one of the most recent ones was, oh, have you not read the code of ethics when it comes to real estate? You know, and it's like, me being me, sorry not sorry, but I will pull your stats. If I see some dumbass comments like that, or you're going in on people about things, I will pull your numbers. Mm-hmm. And 99.999% of the time, they've done one or two deals for the fucking year.
Of course.
And it's like, you have so much shit to talk, but you don't even know what you're doing.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
again, scarcity mindset.
They're
more worried about what kind of business that guy's getting because he's getting attention than their own self.
I mean, you need to step back and just realize.
And
okay,
I know who you're talking about, and I watch his stuff.
Love it.
I think it's funny.
Phenomenal.
I think it's funny too. It is very out of the box, and I think it's hilarious.
And then when you meet him, you're like, oh, really?
Amazing human being.
Yeah,
right?
He's super
It's like
cool.
You know, you got to find what works for you, and what works for you doesn't work for him, doesn't work for her.
Yeah.
But you got to be in a position, and they say this. You know, I always hear this all the time. You know, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. I'd venture to say, you know, bring in your business into that mindset. Like, you know, the people you work with, that's going to kind of evolve you into who you want to become, right? You know, if you're working for someone like Lindsay or Jesse, and, you know, they're very engaging and loving and welcoming and open to new ideas and things like that, like, you're going to grow into something you probably never believed, right?
Right.
And the right leadership, the right person is not going to look at you like, you know, hey, you outgrew me. You outgrew my brokerage. Like, man, you're doing great. Like, here, boom, go,
please.
Run. I love
yeah.
it.
Yes.
Which,
yeah.
again, like, there's so many
yes.
who do not.
They start to suppress. They start to suppress you more.
It's
they find reasons to make you feel like shit for what you're doing well.
Right.
You know, and then they start doubting themselves.
It's lonely at the top.
Like,
there's no support.
Yeah. If you're so scared, it's the scarcity, and you're scared to lose somebody. It's like, dude, like, I want every person on my team to become a team leader if that's what they want to do. And move on. And when you tell me that, when that day comes, you're like, you know what? I'm going to go. I am going to help you get there.
Right.
Yeah.
What can I do to help you get there?
Yep.
It's not about the commission or the percentage that I'm losing.
No.
It's about making you a better person and a better human so this industry can be better.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's all, and it's not to put ourselves over, but like, again, if this model was in other brokerages and other teams, the industry would be better off.
Totally different.
So fuck that. I am putting ourselves over. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, this is, look, there's, you know, 10 ways to skin a cat. It's Halloween time, I can say that. Like, you know, there's like.
But only 10 ways.
But only 10.
You come up with
the 11th way, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Because then it's in a pet cemetery and shit happens and like it's fucked up, man.
And you end up in a barn.
You don't want that.
That's this section.
Yeah, over here. Yeah.
But again, it's like if, you know, I did the same thing when I was on the radio. Like every intern that came in, as long as like there were some rules to follow, right?
Sure.
And you had to listen and pay attention, right? But your ideas were still valid. You know, we've talked about this and we're going to talk about it more on our podcast that there's this club in real estate where it's like you got to kiss the ring and, you know, it's like these guys who think they're fucking celebrities.
Wow.
And I'm like, you're not a fucking
Everybody's
celebrity.
You,
yeah, you're not
Everybody's
fucking Ryan
selling
Sirhan. I'm sorry,
everybody.
Dude.
It's like,
I'll tell you one thing.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And it's just, you know, and pay and you can be a part of this. Fuck off.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah.
I can't
all
with that shit.
All the way.
Again, it's that kiss the ring mentality.
Yeah.
You know, so if things were done more, let's call it family style, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in you know, you are family. When you're in the collective, and I'm using Remax as well as Cage Collective.
Did you just, like, what was that, Romano's Macaroni Grill? Like, when you're here, you're family.
That's right.
I'm more of a Maggiano's guy, because you get to take the extra home, that extra whole entree. But,
I was a boogity pebble. I was a boogity pebble.
When you make family style food,
as long as
you make more than you need.
That's right. You feed.
I think it is Olive Garden.
You feed
here.
Other people.
Oh, fuck that! No way.
I know.
Hopefully, Olive Garden is not a sponsor here, so I just fucked that for you. But you know.
Yes.
No, great. We're not. No olives.
My people will call your people.
Yes.
Okay. We're still working on Ford for you. So.
Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting you a Ford.
Yes.
But I don't know, man. I think
Ford.
I'm excited for y'all's podcast. I'm excited to help that grow and develop. You know, we're at the very beginning stages of that one.
Yeah.
You know, for you guys getting that role in, it's going to be phenomenal. You know, I think we can wrap it up. You know, I think in closing with this, the ultimate goal here is like to get out there, like do what you need to do, but do it with morals, do it with integrity, and do it the right way.
Do good.
Do good,
and it comes back to you.
Do good, brew good. That's actually how we end every podcast.
Yeah, do good, brew good.
There you go. Look at that.
But, you know, I would say definitely, you know, stay tuned. We are super excited to do more, you know, when it comes to this. More guests, you know, more people to speak up, more topics. You know, this we love. This is like one of the first ones we've done without a single topic.
This is a free-for-all.
This is a free-for-all.
It's
like, you know, fairy porn.
We do. I got a
stuffed
sandwich book. So, this does kind of speak to personalities a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Sure.
That is 100%.
This one really sparked my interest.
I
was like, I can make all these sandwiches? What do you mean?
I love a good romance escape.
Listen.
80s horror.
Imagine.
Okay. So opposites attract.
Imagine the evening we would have if we all took something from our book and like did something about it.
Something about it.
You know what I mean?
Mine's about
Are you
going
to cook for us?
Evening. I mean,
and
I might. You might leave stuffed.
What am I going to come back with and tell you guys about?
Well, I don't know. You have really pretty colors.
I mean, you know.
Fairy tits.
Fairy tits. Let me talk about fairy tits.
We're going to talk about tinkers.
I mean, you know. It's all about it. It's all about it. Yeah.
Tinker has more than a bell.
It'll be fun, whatever it is.
It will be fun.
It is.
But, I mean, keep it real, y'all. I mean, does anybody have, I mean, do you have anything you want to close with or anything, any advice for someone, you know?
I would just say if you listen to this, definitely jump on over to, Collectively Real. I'm like, come on, every time I start saying
that. Come on.
You got it.
Collectively it's unabashedly real. Collectively Real.
I can't even say that without being like,
I know. I was like, what are these words?
Yes.
Jump on over there. If you are, especially if you are a real estate agent, even more especially a local real estate agent, this is going to be stuff that you're going to want to hear. They are very just, today I asked them, what do you want to talk about? And they're like, we're literally just going to freeball it. We don't know what we're going to talk
about. Freeball it!
Woo! That's how we roll, apparently.
We'll do it live.
Yep.
Let's just have fun, man.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So you know, I used to think that's what the song said when I was little. And I'm free ball. I was like, wow.
That's bold.
What a good song.
Were you in my room this morning?
Cheers to that.
I know we're all out.
I know, right?
We're all out. I'm going to have
nothing. One sip.
Love it.
Listen, do good, do good. This is fun. I love it.
Awesome.
Stay tuned.
Show notes for links. Goodbye.
Bye.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.